Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero, because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're going to take a phone call. Terry in Oregon, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today? Terry, are you there?
Can you hear me, Mike?
Now I can hear you.
Okay. You mentioned that Rumsfeld said they can't account for $2.3 million, or, you know, this is paraphrasing what you just said.
Trillion, with a T.
Yeah, right. That was the day before 9/11.
Yes.
And at that time, Dov Zakheim was a comptroller of the Pentagon.
Yes.
And he was the guy that caught marking F-15s and F-16 aircraft down just above junk and selling them to Israel. So
that was
when
one
you
of
said
the...
they were going to sell. I'm sorry?
Yeah, that's one of the things that... the U.S. will do to help Israel is they'll do a production run of brand-new whatever, aircraft, trucks, whatever, and then all of a sudden there'll be a bunch of them. They'll say, well, these are actually surplus. We can't use them, so we're going to mark them down and sell them as surplus, and then Israel gets to buy them for pennies on the dollar. Brand-new equipment for just a fraction of their actual price, and they're using the money that we gave them to begin with. I mean, it's just one scam after the other after the other. Another thing that Congress will do is they'll loan money to Israel, and then in the dead of night somewhere down the road, they'll forgive the loan. They'll write it off so that Israel can say, we've never defaulted on a loan to the United States, even though most of them don't actually get repaid. And I think there's actually a law that says that amount of money given by the U.S. government to Israel every year has to include whatever Israel is paying out on its other debts back to the United States. And I think that was I'm blanking on the name of the politician whose name is on that. But the whole system is rigged so that money comes out of your pocket and flows to Israel.
Yeah, well, Jim Traficant said they're getting about $15 billion, not $3 billion, you know, when you figure all the sources of income they have from the United States.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just wondering, do you think there's any connection between the refusal of the Federal Reserve to be audited and all this missing money going to Israel?
There might be, but I think it's just more a case of the owners of the Federal Reserve are absolutely terrified what's going to happen when the people of the United States of America learn just how much money the Federal Reserve has taken from our pockets over the years in exchange for permission to use their ink and paper.
Yeah. Okay, Mike, thanks. Good talking to you. Take care. We'll see you next time.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. Now then, there is an author, Rahim Kassem, who wrote a book on Europe's no-go zones. The book just now came on out. And apparently he is now touring the United States of America to write a new book. And he says, yeah, we're starting to see these no-go zones start to appear here in the United States. Inner city Detroit, Chicago, Miami. And basically, yeah, it's starting to happen here. Nobody wants to talk about it, but you look at what's going on in Europe at the no-go zones. These are literally areas which are now dominated by the migrants, and they have become so scary that nobody dares go in there, not even the police or the fire departments. And it's starting to happen here. Now, another story that's out of Blacklisted News. Apparently, there is a study out there done by the University of California, Santa Barbara, basically showing that there is a link between pesticides and birth abnormalities. We're literally poisoning ourselves with these chemicals that are recklessly put on out there. And apparently, they did a statistical study of birth records in terms of the areas where they had the exposure to these various pesticides. Now, they're not saying which pesticide is involved, but they're all very toxic chemicals. And there is a long history of these chemicals just being put into the marketplace without fully understanding what they're going to do. Now then, there's another article that came on out, and this one has to do with the condition called gout. Now, I'm a little sensitive to this because some years ago, I was having a real problem with gout. And I got it under control by drinking alkaline water and tart cherry and various other things like that. And then all of a sudden, it started to become a problem again. And somebody sent me this article, which first of all talks about the fact that right now there is an epidemic in gout in the United States. It's really starting to surge, and it's very, very painful for those of you who get it. And the whole point of this paper is now saying that the conventional wisdom that high-fat diet and alcohol leads to gout is only part of the explanation, that there is a link with glyphosate. If you are exposed to glyphosate, it disrupts the good, healthy microbes in your intestine, and it creates what is called a sulfate deficiency, which leads to gout attacks. So we literally live in a world where companies are using products that make you feel sick. And you come on out and say, your product is making me feel sick. What do? Take the dangerous product off the market? No. Oh, no, no. You go over to the doctor. They'll sell you a pill, make you feel better. You won't be better, but you'll feel better. And that's really all that matters, as long as we get your money. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Be very careful opening emails right now. There is a massive, massive email campaign with the newer version of the Locky ransomware. So far, over 23 million people have received these. Now, the emails have these very vague subject lines like, please print documents, images, photos, pictures, scans, trying to convince you to open this up. Now, the email comes with a zip attachment, which contains a visual basic script file inside a secondary zip file so that your security scanners can't see it. Some of the higher-end security scanners will open a zip file and examine it, but if they see another zip file in there, that's where they stop. Now, if you get tricked into clicking on this Visual Basic script, it starts a downloader that downloads the latest version of the Locky ransomware called UKITIS, which means locked in Finnish, and it will encrypt all the files on your target computer and appends LUKITIS to the encrypted data. Even more alarming, there are 465,000 patients who need a software update for their hackable pacemakers. This according to the FDA. And it's a reminder, the more we put everything online, the more that we have everything that we own connects to the internet, the more vulnerable we are. Because apparently, especially in the world of Internet of Things, they're not really thinking of these as security problems. Because it's a computerized coffee machine, and it's a computerized light bulb, and it's a computerized thermostat. You know, these are harmless. No, they're not. Anything that's got data going in and data going out can be compromised and used for all kinds of nefarious purposes. And when you're talking about computerized medical equipment, you are talking about the possibility of people being killed, either inadvertently or deliberately. Somebody wants to cash in on the life insurance, they can get into the pacemaker, turn off the heart. So we have almost 500,000 people, half a million people, who are currently living, surviving, on buggy pacemakers. Amazing here. Well, we're starting to see, shall we say, the shakeout, the fallout, the merge out of the various home digital assistants where you yak at it and we'll talk to you. And apparently, Alexa is marrying Cortana, and they're going to be basically Amazon and Microsoft are going to link their respective voice-based helpers, Alexa and Cortana, so they can talk to one another, or more importantly, they can use the features and capabilities of each other. A big one will be that when this tie-up works, it will allow Alexa users to book meetings and read email messages using Cortana's Office 365 integration. And it will also work in the opposite direction, enabling Cortana users to bark orders into an Android phone, iPhone, or Windows 10 PC to direct Alexa to control smart home devices like Amazon Echo or to buy 2 tons of creamed corn on Amazon.com. Now, I don't use those devices myself. We've already heard all these stories about people just say something just off the cuff and inadvertently order a product they did not want. Now, do you remember earlier in this year there was an embarrassment leading up to the grand solar eclipse where Amazon carried these solar glasses that turned out to be inferior? They weren't fully protective. And Amazon sent out a notice to everybody who'd bought them, said, you're going to get a refund, just throw them away, don't even send them back. And apparently somebody just ignored the warning that from Amazon, and they went ahead and used these faulty solar eclipse glasses, and they're now claiming their eyesight was damaged, and they're filing a class action lawsuit in South Carolina's federal court against Amazon for everybody whose eyes were damaged by these glasses. Well, I think Amazon made a good faith effort to notify people that these glasses had a problem. I think if anybody was going to be sued, it was the company that made the glasses in the first place and represented them as being adequate protection to look at an eclipse. I understand that you should be able to sue companies that put out bad products and know they put out a bad product, whether it's a bad vaccine, bad software, and so forth. But in this case, Amazon is a victim along with everybody else. And they did make a good faith effort to deal with the crisis. They gave everybody back their money, and they notified everybody, do not use these glasses. And I think civil litigation has to stop at the point where you're just being an idiot. You know, like people who accidentally dump the coffee at a fast food restaurant in their lap, and it's hot, and it burns them. And they want to sue the restaurant because it was hot coffee. It says right on the thing, hot coffee. This thing is hot. It does get out of control. There are, unfortunately, a lot of people who think a lawsuit, a civil lawsuit, is their path to wealth and independence and riches. And I'll tell you right now, no, it isn't. It's the path for your lawyer to have riches and wealth and independence. You're going to get hardly anything out of it at all. It just generally isn't worth it. I think in this case, this is a nonsense lawsuit. Now, we've been talking about this before. Apparently, the Senate Intelligence Committee, including Harris and Rubio, are voting to criminalize a media outlet. In this case, they're going after WikiLeaks, declaring it a non-state hostile intelligence service. And they're doing this to try and get around the First Amendment. And they're declaring WikiLeaks an enemy. It's a multinational media organization. And it's obviously an enemy of the United States, with enemy of the United States being defined as anybody who points out where the U.S. government has been lying to the American people or the rest of the world to justify wars or anything else. Now, I want to remind everybody, if you go on back to that Constitution of the United States of America, you can get copies of them all over the place here. There is nothing in here that allows the U.S. government, authorizes the U.S. government to lie to us about anything. It's just not in there. And the 10th Amendment makes it clear the government is not allowed to simply decide for itself. It has that right to lie to us. So each and every time the government lies to us, it becomes an illegal, illegitimate, unconstitutional government. It's an occupying power at best. And we have a right to point on out when the government is not abiding by the contract that it has with we the people, which is that Constitution. And the more that government tries to erode our basic civil rights, the more obvious it becomes it is an illegitimate government. And at some point we have to say, we're not going to listen to an illegitimate government. we're going to stop listening. We're going to stop filling out the paperwork. We're going to stop obeying what you say. We're just going to sit down, mind our own business, and let you collapse, which is where I think it is definitely headed. But the problem is this appears to be the beginning of an attempt by the United States government to find a way around that First Amendment in order to silence the independent media, because they are very unhappy that they have lost the ability to lie to the American people with impunity. Because they've gotten away with it for so long, they don't know any other way to run the country. They don't know how to be a real government. All they know how to do is lie and take things. And sort of underscoring all of that, WikiLeaks has come on out with another revelation that after months of the German press screaming that Russia interfered with the last German election, Germany's intelligence services are saying, no, it didn't happen. It didn't happen. The German security authorities is saying that there's no evidence of it whatsoever. Everything is being blamed on Russia. And, of course, the big stink right now is they're still trying to keep this story going about how Russia hacked the DNC servers and Russia hacked the election itself. Now, as you know, Dana Rohrabacher is trying to get a meeting with Donald Trump because Dana met with Julian Assange. And Assange said Seth Rich was the leaker for the DNC. It wasn't the Russians. Assange has the proof. And Rohrabacher is trying to get that to Donald Trump. But if that other report about from Cernovich is out there saying that basically Trump is a prisoner inside his own White House and the White House chief of staff is not letting certain things through to Trump, it's going to be a problem. Because Trump needs to know that there is evidence that it wasn't the Russians hacking the DNC server. And you, the American people, have every right to that information as well. Now, there's another fake news story circulating that WikiLeaks servers have been hacked. No, that is false also. And I think that story was being put on out there to try and make it look like anything that's coming out of WikiLeaks in the immediate future is going to be bogus and untrustworthy. And between that and the intensity of the attacks on my server, it almost does feel like we are coming up on some kind of a major event. Certainly here on Hawaii, where we have all these military bases, just constant warplanes flying overhead. Everybody's drilling up. Everybody's training. It does really feel like the U.S. government is just desperate to get a war going, a major war going, ahead of the economic crash. So they got something to blame it on. All right. By the way, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, and I'm running out of talking points here, so now would be a good time for you to call on in and share whatever it is you're thinking about all the stuff that's going on. Meanwhile, on this upcoming commercial break, I'm going to check in and see what's going on back down in Texas with Hurricane Harvey in the aftermath, and it does look like we're in the recovery phase, which means all the politicians are showing up to act like they've got something relevant to contribute to what's going on down there. But now it's the damage assessment. I'm still curious to know what the damage was to those offshore oil drilling platforms. How many of them are still there? How many of them were lost? How many have suffered a rupture of their drilling pipes? There could be a real mess down there. So we're going to take a minute here to do some commercials, and again, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go to the telephones. Ernest in Nevada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, I just wanted to go back to you making a point about how that we, if we do fall, we do fall apart, that we're going to have be able to rebuild ourselves the same way the Soviet Union rebuilt themselves to become Russia. And so I just think that we're in the crosshairs. That's not going to happen. That's not going to be allowed. The whole idea of a world government is that it can't have countries like us and that we're being set up to have the rest world hate us. I mean, for the past decade and a half, the rest of the world has seen us going around killing millions of civilians. And,
well,
and they, people
they,
don't real.
They've seen that since the end of World War II. I mean,
right.
The U.S. history of interventions in other countries is not a new thing. And that's the reason why. You know, the United States isn't hated because somebody set us up to be hated. The United States is hated because of the actions of the United States government.
Right, and the United States government is being run by a military junta that actually has been in charge since the Kennedy assassination.
I'm not sure I would see that. I mean, yes, they certainly seem to be in charge right now. But I think what was in charge of the country since the John F. Kennedy assassination was the Central Intelligence Agency.
Well, yeah, that's part of it. It's part of the cog. But you know that every president that has come since after Kennedy has been either removed, like Nixon, or he was shot, too. Reagan was shot, and Reagan was a non-factor. Papa Bush, who is one of the main cogs in this, he was in charge. Reagan just didn't want to get shot again.
Reagan was also dealing with his Alzheimer's.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's one way of saying, you know, don't listen to me. I'm feeble-minded. See, that's, honestly, this group has been in charge of this country, and it hasn't been the same since Kennedy was shot. And I think we all know that. Anybody
yes.
that was old enough to remember how it was. But anyway, Mike, what I wanted to say was that because if you tie in the Deagle report and you see when you eliminate over two-thirds of a population in that time frame, that has to imply that there's going to be something that may be beyond nuclear war, or nuclear war might be part of it, because we're going to see Germany and England also lose about half of their populations. So honestly, I'm thinking that this country is being set up that it will be in a kind of like a retainership, that there will be a UN that's going to control all these corridors that states that in the Agenda 21 from 1990s. I mean, that document.
Yeah, I'm familiar with the document. They've already renamed it Agenda 30 because they're off the timeline here. But you need to understand that there is no monolithic body that's in control of planet Earth right now. There are different factions that are trying to be in control, and it's going back and forth. Within our own government, it is badly factionalized. You have the Pentagon that's trying to run things, certainly from inside the White House. You've got the CIA, which thinks that they're best suited to plot the future course of the country. Same thing with all of the intelligence agencies to one degree or the other. We have our three branches of the main federal government that are supposed to balance and check each other. They're now at war with each other to try and take the reins of control and leadership, with Congress trying to literally override the president in terms of declaring war against countries. You have the Supreme Court that is trying to rewrite the law, even the Constitution from the bench. And so this is a very chaotic time, and we're seeing the U.S. government badly factionalized, which is why I think it's going to fall apart very quickly.
Right. You know, Mike, but the idea that all these different groups and entities, they're following from the outside. You're talking about...
No, they're working out of their own self-interest. They're working out of their own self-interest. Okay, we got to let you go. Ernest, got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get 2. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every day.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, coming up on the top of the hour, and we're going to go back to the phone. Sherry in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. This is just bits and pieces. We ran out of, I went to the grocery store yesterday and there was no water, but I was okay. And, but there was absolutely not 1 gallon of bottled water. And, a lot of people came up from San Antonio here to more South Central Texas. And, there was a wonderful feeling of camaraderie in the air. We were even talking about how everything was just standing in line with perfect strangers. You know, this is like, it was like this, from past disasters. You can just feel people drawing closer together.
Yes.
Lots of people in town. Yeah, it's that's a good part of it. Also, yeah, bread and eggs were all sold out, but they've restocked those. So, and I'm a prepper myself, and I think the last time I was talking about what could happen and natural disasters and stuff, I called them preppies. So I want to apologize. I know better. And, you know, I don't know how I did that, but preppers, yes, preppers.
Absolutely.
Now, Yeah, I got that wrong, as I often do with words and names. Okay, I mean, people's names. Oh, yeah, what was that? The guy who did the GMO, Jeffrey M. Smith. That's another one I needed to correct. But anyway, how does a bank open a false account from an existing account? I mean, what can a person look for? How can this happen? If you have to put money in the account to open it, so how can they open one without?
No, they didn't. Basically, they weren't regular bank accounts. They were investment accounts. And apparently, brokers were under tremendous pressure to generate new business and new accounts. And because they couldn't actually get people to open the accounts, they were opening them in the names of existing Wells Fargo customers. And apparently, there were like 3.5 million of them. Apparently, it was done just to try and meet the sales targets that were overly ambitious. And now Wells Fargo's in serious trouble legally for committing fraud, sanctioning the fraud. And even worse, those 3.5 million accounts are obviously not generating any revenue for Wells Fargo. And that's going to force them to have to reevaluate their earnings reports.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, I see. Although I was kind of doing things when you were talking. I hate when I have to miss something. But, you know, I find NBC, I have to kind of listen to corporate media once in a while just to see where they're going. NBC seems a little better than ABC and PBS, and I don't listen to CBS too much. You know, I just come through on a antenna, but I get everything I need. And you know, when I hear something that's just really rankles my brain, I just cut it off at that point because I can't, I don't want to ruin my day. And it seems like over time, they're going to, I don't know where their standing is in the ratings from what they used to be before all this, these lies and deceit kind of came to light. But the networks, they've got to be suffering on down the line, and their advertisers too. There's like a certain pickup that they always advertise, or there's certain drug companies they usually advertise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, pulling. I can't fathom doing them business. I can't figure that. I don't want to be involved with them at all. So they're going to hurt eventually, won't they? From us pulling away. I mean, how can they struggle so much to deceive us and try to turn us around when they're really just hurting themselves, don't you think?
Well, there's no question they're operating in the red. They're losing huge amounts of money, and they've never been big profit centers for the networks. It's considered an obligation of being a TV network that you provide news. Same thing with the local stations. It's part of your licensing agreement that so much of the day you will be providing news and information of use to your audience. But the fact is they are losing a lot of money, but as long as they are promoting the establishment line, then there will be some mechanism by which those losses are being covered or at least ignored and written off. But on the day when it finally sinks in that the corporate media has lost the ability to control the minds of America,
right,
then, yeah, you're going to start seeing them fall apart from the huge financial losses they're suffering.
And I think we're moving forward on that front. And if we had no war at all, I just wanted to say everyone could go home, you know?
Yes,
I agree. That's always a thought. Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, getting on back to politics here, this is getting very interesting. Story coming out of Zero Hedge. Apparently, a new letter from Senators Chuck Grassley and Lindsey Graham revealed testimony from new witnesses suggesting that former FBI Director James Comey had already started drafting the letter exonerating Hillary Clinton long before even interviewing any of the witnesses, including Hillary herself, on that email scandal. So Comey had his marching orders. He was going to let her go no matter what the actual testimony showed. And we remember that press conference. He went down that laundry list of felony Title 18 violations and then said, we're recommending not prosecuting because she didn't mean wrong. even though intent is not required under Title 18. So according to this new evidence, Comey was going to let her go no matter what. Now, according to this letter, which was based on testimony from James Rybicki, Comey's chief of staff, and Tricia Anderson, the principal deputy general counsel of national security and cyber law, Comey began drafting a statement to announce the conclusion of the Hillary investigation in April or May of 2016, well before he had interviewed the 17 key witnesses. As if that were not bad enough, the Comey statement was also drafted before immunity deals were struck with Cheryl Mills and Heather Samuelson, who seemingly ran point, along with Platte River Networks, to destroy Hillary's emails after a congressional subpoena had been issued mandating their preservation. So you think about that. Now, as you know, the FBI is refusing to release the last batch of Hillary Clinton emails, saying the public isn't interested. Of course we're interested. Jason Chaffetz says it's obvious the FBI is protecting the deep state. It's obvious to me they're protecting this deep, dark, black, rotted secret at the heart of the government, and it involves espionage. Now, Martin Shkreli is out there claiming he's got all the Clinton emails. And he's saying he's got them in a dead man switch. If anything happens to him, they will be released immediately. I think somebody ought to just go ahead and release them. They have to be out there. We know that there were backup tapes being made at Platte River Networks. We know that the NSA certainly, supposedly, in theory, has all of these emails. They have to be out there somewhere. They need to be released. Okay, now I love this next story here. Apparently, the American Legion at its national convention in Reno, Nevada, just earlier today, voted to approve Resolution 40, calling for the full U.S. government investigation of Israel's 1967 attack on the USS Liberty. So now the American Legion is on board with this. Not that we trust the U.S. government to do an honest job investigating this, because after all, they were part of the cover-up. The cover-up came down from President Lyndon Johnson. But it should remind everybody that, no, we do not accept the official story that the weather was bad, that the Israeli pilots couldn't see their target before pulling the trigger. It never really made much sense. All right, let's take some phone calls. Ron in Missouri, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I just want to make a comment. After 911, I recall how everyone was treating each other with respect and kindness. I think it's a travesty that we can't do that all the time without having something like that happen to this country.
I agree.
Why can't we just all get together and get along all the time?
Well, that's the way it used to be in this state, the spirit of aloha and everything. Unfortunately, as our economy is deteriorated and people are tense, and now there's all this talk about possible war and possible attacks on the island. But I remember after that one big tsunami that came on through following Fukushima, and, you know, because with a tsunami, you have several hours that you know it's coming, and everybody kind of got together and they were helping each other with sandbags and the rest of it. So I think at heart, humans have an instinct for altruism and a community and helping each other out. This is eroded intentionally by mass marketers, advertising, and government to make us dependent on them rather than dependent on each other.
Well, I just hope we can all just get together and get along from now on.
I'd sure like to see that. I would sure like to see that. I think that was kind of the message of Lenin's Imagine. Anyway, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go, and we're going to switch over to Dan in British Columbia. Aloha, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Yeah, I just want a couple of things. I know I usually want one subject per call, but I had this YouTube channel taken down, and I phoned you about 3 weeks ago because I knew it was going to come down, and sort of asked some of your listeners if they could go out and grab as many of those videos and copy them. And finally, yesterday, it did go down. So 600 videos of Sandy Hook and Boston bombing and some stuff about Israel and, well, you name it. So it's just, they're really going after, you know, independent thinkers, I think, and the whole ADL, I think, is on board with censoring YouTube. And my point was, what do you know about the Anti-Defamation League sort of being agent provocateurs? Because I just have this sneaking suspicion that this whole thing in Charlottesville has the Southern Poverty Law Center all over it and the ADL, and I just wondered what your thoughts were on that.
Well, the ADL has been caught acting as agent provocateurs. There have been quite a few scandals where the ADL is running spy operations on American citizens and American media on behalf of Israel. So they're definitely out there doing a lot of unethical things. And one of the things the ADL will often do is they'll actually create false flag Nazi incidents, hate crime hoaxes, in order to fundraise. There was a real interesting stink because back when ADL was first formed, there was actually an American Nazi Party. This was just before World War II. And this American Nazi Party had a total membership of like six, but they got a lot of media attention. And the ADL was going on out there seeing their Nazis coming to America. You've got to donate to us. We've got to fight the rise of the Nazis in America. And then the head of the American Nazi Party got arrested for embezzlement. And it turned out he was stealing money from his employer, who was the Anti-Defamation League. So, yeah, even back then, they were carrying out these little hoaxes to defraud people.
Yeah, and I just read on your website, I think it was the other 2 days ago, something about Franklin D. Roosevelt's sedition trials from 1944, where the ADL and the FBI were working hand in hand to go after anti-communists, anti-Semites, and isolationists, people that didn't want any part of the war in Europe. And
yes.
I'm thinking that's a pretty powerful organization for just being a charitable organization. I mean, apparently the prosecutors couldn't tell the difference between the FBI investigators and the ADL investigators. And usually the FBI would just take the ADL's word for it. And they went after about 30 people. One of them was the woman who gave Henry Ford all his information about, you know, the international Jew and that mm-hmm. whole thing about that he wrote about in Dearborn Independent. So, you know, this whole thing with all the hate groups and stuff, it just seems so fishy. And talk about cui bono, because they're getting donations hand over fist right now.
Yes.
The ADL and the SBC, Southern Poverty Law Center. So anyways, I'll leave you with that. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, you got it. Thank you very much for the phone call. Well, as the name implies, Anti-Defamation League, it's a propaganda outfit. It was created in the wake of this very ugly incident where this Jewish factory owner had been accused of assaulting and murdering one of his young female employees. And it went to trial. He was convicted and sentenced, then pardoned by the state's Jewish governor, at which point the townspeople got very angry and they went and lynched him, which was not a good thing to do. And the Anti-Defamation League was formed expressly to shield Jewish Americans from negative publicity. That's what the name Anti-Defamation League means. And it's irrelevant whether the Jewish Americans had done anything to deserve criticism. The whole point of the ADL is that nobody who's Jewish American will ever be criticized openly in any kind of media. That's their job, to protect them, to shield them from the consequences of their behavior. And that's where the ADL came from. And you can research this. You can do a Google all over where this came from. And you've got the ADL. They're almost as powerful as AIPAC. And behind them, you have the JDL, which is actually declared a terrorist organization, but nobody seems to want to actually arrest them. And a lot of these other pro-Israel organizations. It's a huge, huge network of cyanide. Anyway, moving along here, scientists have discovered, this is a major problem. Apparently, the fish in the Great Lakes region, scientists are finding there's a high concentration of antidepressants in the fish's brain. Apparently, a lot of people around the Great Lakes are doing antidepressants. They excrete the excess into the sewage system. It gets into the water, and I guess the fish are picking it up. I guess they're very mellow, happy fish. But the problem is it means that you're just people who are not prescribed these antidepressants are being exposed to this medication. And we know that this medication can have an adverse effect on a segment of the population, leading to suicide, violence, domestic violence, road rage, mass shootings, who knows what all else. Latest word from the Arctic, the sea ice extent is up 25% since 2012. So much for the theory of human-caused global warming. Going to take a break. Back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay. pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of the program today. We're going to take one more phone call. Lenny in Los Angeles. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Lenny, are you there? Okay, all right. So, Lenny, all right, we're going to close the phone lines here and just finish up the show here as well. Apparently, Goldman Sachs and other banks have been slapped with a multi-trillion dollar lawsuit for rigging the markets. Been telling you all along they're rigging those markets to their own benefit, and also to convince you the economy is doing really, really well. Yeah, you know, so you're hungry and you're starving and you lost your home and your business. Look at the stock market. I mean, how can you look at the stock market and think that this economy isn't anything but wonderful? And this idea of using the stock numbers as a political banner goes all the way back to the Bill Clinton administration and the creation of that plunge protection team. And they just... You use huge amounts of money to supply and demand to run up the stock prices, and the underlying value of the stock doesn't support it, which means somewhere at some point when the system breaks, there's going to be a crash, and I think we're at hand right now. Speaking of stock, Apple's CEO, Tim Cook, just dumped about $43 million worth of company stock. Had to do a regulatory filing. Basically, he sold all the net shares he was awarded last week for his job performance. And it was a good time to dump the stock because Apple hit an all-time high on Tuesday. But a lot of people are scratching their head at why Tim Cook would be dumping so much of the stock only weeks before the launch of the new iPhone. Does he know something about the new iPhone? The rest of us do not. Always a legitimate question here. Now, I've got to be very honest. Now that we were forced to upgrade, I like the iPhone 7. I love my iPhone 5. I do like the iPhone 7. I like the fact that it's actually waterproof, which will eliminate certain aspects as well. And we did get a sweet deal from AT&T. Okay, now, just a reminder again, tomorrow's show and Monday's show will be repeats. Claire and I are literally exhausted. We're at this 7 days a week constantly, and we need a little time away. So we're taking the Labor Day weekend, and our vacation starts just as soon as the out music plays on this. And I will be keeping an eye on the website. Promoting member stories and little bit of involvement there. But other than that, Claire and I are just going to go on out, and we're going to remind ourselves we do live in Hawaii. We're going to go on down to the beach, just have a little bit of relaxing fun and try and let all this stuff, this insanity, the political insanity, just go away, because we're really running on burnout here. So thank you for your patience and your understanding that we need a little bit of time off. And there's the music. So we're going to sign off here until next Tuesday. We'll be back live next Tuesday. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. He's got lots of interesting things to share with you. So have a really good Labor Day weekend. Be safe. Have fun. We'll be see you Tuesday. Aloha, America.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.